who live in a community can make it a better place. The city of Tualatin is honoring some people who do just that.
Each year, city staff nominate volunteers they've worked with over the year who've been truly outstanding. Quite a few people are being recognized, including Tim and Lori Kellogg, who've been picking up trash for about a decade.
We would run across garbage on the street, and, you know, it's very disturbing. So we decided, rather than just feel bad about it, we'd start picking it up. And I think it was last summer we got in touch with Jackie Conan, a volunteer coordinator in the city, to just say, hey, we're doing this work, but sometimes we encounter areas that are bigger than we can manage on our own. Could we put together a group of people and we could do this together and engage the city as well, so we would have pickup points and all of that? And we did our first, what she named, Hug a Street campaign last November.
And you mentioned you are a grandmother too. Little kids are really monkey see, monkey do.
For sure. That is right. And that's one of my hopes, is that people in the community will see us and they'll recognize that it's not that hard. My husband and I have purchased our own grabbers because obviously you don't always want to touch the trash that's on the ground. So it makes it feel pretty safe. Typically, we'll have two or three people stop us while we're on our walks and thank us, or say, hey, I've been thinking about doing that too. I'm going to get a grabber. So I'm hoping that we are inspirational for some people in the community, and it will help all of our communities look a little better and feel better.
You guys ever found anything fun or strange on your garbage adventures?
All kinds of things. Found alarm clocks. I found every item of clothing that you can imagine. But for the most part, it's a lot of fast food containers, a lot of cigarette boxes and cigarette butts. Oh my goodness, we pick up hundreds every time we go out. And it makes me wonder about our educational system and instilling in young people that pride in community so that they realize that those common spaces are like the community living room. And we don't want to trash the community living room.
Do you feel like people are ever going to get the message about trash?
I'd like to be encouraged, but, you know, because we do it several times a week, sometimes it feels disheartening because we can go out on a long walk. We can be out on a 4 or 5 mile walk and be cleaning up the whole way. On our way home, there is more trash that we have just cleaned that area. Or the next day, there's more stuff out there. And it's like, you know, that does get a little frustrating. The job won't ever be done. It's just something that will be ongoing.
Great story there. If you have a hero you would like to nominate for a KXL Everyday Hero, do send us an email, hero@KXL.com.